So, Gary, this coming Wednesday night, it's a big night for the league. The new Ballyhale pitch is laid. The floodlights are there. Van Harps are going to come and play. It's a big night for the league. A lot of hard work has went on over the last number of months and years for this.
Absolutely. Like, you know, when the past committees of the league invested in Ballyhale, they would have hoped that one day there would be such a facility there as what's starting to appear at the moment. Of course, the clubs themselves of the league, they are the ones who have got to get much credit, because this past number of years they have been putting the money in every year to build up a fund to help do this development. And then Nigel Ferry took over the development role a number of years ago then, and we started to we were lucky enough to get some grants from the sports capital. And between that and the money that the clubs have put in over the last number of years, we've been able to get the development to where it is today. And that's only part of the way yet, but I mean, it's looking really well. There's a great first-class playing service down there at the moment now, and as you rightly said yourself, the lights are on, and Roy Horgan's bringing his high-flying Van Harps to town.
Yeah, so it's going to be the Donegal League against Van Harps. Harps are coming, and I suppose it would really set it off tonight if there was a big crowd down to watch the game, and I suppose be there in another part of history with the Donegal League.
Absolutely, there's a couple of ways you can look at it. You know, you can either come from the Donegal League point of view to see the next step in their history. It's a milestone. This new pitch is a great facility. It's what the league deserves. The clubs deserve it. And the Oshawa Dinner team deserves a home pitch where they can say they're going to play their matches, you know, at the start of the season. Then you look at it another way. If Harps are the senior team from Donegal, they deserve all the support they can get. They deserve the support of the junior clubs. They deserve the support of the general public. Ollie Horgan has done a great job. They're sitting second on the table, 5 points behind UCD. The playoff place is secured, and who knows what's going to happen in the last 2 games of the season. We're hoping that Van Harps can push on and be, once more become a Premier Division side, which I firmly believe they are.
So this is now the pitch done, Gary. The floodlights are there as well. Looking down the road, what's the next stage of the redevelopment of Ballyhale going to be?
Well, the next stage of the redevelopment of Ballyhale is new dressing rooms and office facilities and press facilities and, you know, just to upgrade and to modernise. What we have there at the moment, two dressing rooms, isn't adequate if you've got a couple of games being played one after the other. And also we've got the AstroTurf facility there at the Ballyhale, which we need to make sure we've always got dressing rooms on standby for that. Every day, as you know, criteria for such establishments is getting higher and higher, and we want to stay up to the minute as much as we can at the Donegal League. So, you know, for offices, for administration, for meeting rooms, for halls, for big meetings of all the clubs or whatever, we want to be able to have that all in-house. And, of course, the other thing we're going to be doing down there at Ballyhale in the near future is upgrading the car parking facilities.
OK then, Gary, many thanks for joining us, and the best of luck with the game against Harps and the I suppose the opening of the new pitch and, of course, future plans as well.
Thank you, Ashley. And just would like to say before I go that to all the junior football supporters in the county, come out tonight and support all, Raymond Shields. He's put in a big effort to bring together as good a side as he can. For many years, we believe we've got the players in junior football in Donegal. Whether they commit or not is up to them, but we believe we can go further in the Oscar Senior Trophy than we've ever gone before. And Raymond Shields and Sean McGowan Senior are there now, so we'll not be able to say we haven't got the men to lead the team. So hopefully we can go all over the next couple of years and do well in the tournament.